We're excited, we're glad you could be here, and let's get to work.
As the Seneca Nation and Seneca Gaming Corporation prepare new renovations at their Niagara Falls Casino and Hotel, a dispute over casino payments the Senecas used to make to the Cataract City and two other municipalities is expected to go to arbitration. That is, when they can get the panel in place.
Well, they need to select a third arbitrator, and there are two sides of the panel are on. I think they got Henry Gutman. We have ours, but they need to select a third, and that's where they are.
Seneca Nation President Todd Gates says his people remain firm with their stance that the payment obligations ended in 2016, as defined within the compact. The state insists the Senecas should keep paying in exchange for being granted rights to operate casinos exclusively in Niagara Falls, Buffalo, and Salamanca. But would the Senecas be willing to perhaps strike deals directly with the municipalities? President Gates took on that question.
We're open to discussions, you know.
And, have you had
any? No. I know Mike Smith down in Salamanca. He's a Nation member, so we talk with him quite often, and they're kind of all waiting to see how this plays out. We're actually got our hands tied with the arbitration, you know.
Niagara Falls Councilman Chris Vocio was at the Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino when the Senecas announced their new project. He, too, was asked whether the city might be willing to do a side deal with the Seneca Nation.
The city's position is pretty much that this is now an arbitration with the state.
But the city of Niagara Falls is finding itself in need of pulling its fiscal belt even tighter. Mayor Paul Deister previously admitted the city is scaling back on projects such as roadwork. Vocio says the city will be forced to make many more tough decisions.
For 2019, we're looking at a $10 to $12 million gap. So it's a simple equation. Either we have to raise revenues, and that means taxes, and I'm dead set against that, or we have to lower expenses, and it's very difficult. So when we're talking about little expenses here and there, that's nothing compared to a $10 to $12 million budget gap. We will have to make very serious decisions.
Vocio is hopeful that the city and its unions can work together to help close that gap. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.